to do, you have to go to tremendous lengths to be able to get something that wrong so close to the election. And there's a significant review by all the media outlets of the work that they were doing. The fact is the published polling was so wrong, and not just for president, but for House races, for the same idea that this was going to happen. And you know what? Actually, Donald Trump was correct. Donald Trump's pollsters were correct that this was a much closer election than anybody realized. And we're going through the ramifications of that
but
right
Frank,
now.
Let me just ask you, after the last round in 2016, we heard there were adjustments being made, that pollsters were doing a new sense of things, had a better sense of the Trump voter, and that there was not really a thought that there was a shy Trump voter out there. But yet, it's actually worse poll-wise than it was in 2016.
Because it's impossible to poll them. The fact is, a lot of Trump people want to send a message to Washington, to the swamp. They want to send a message that they're not going to be treated and ignored and forgotten and lied to. And so they simply don't cooperate with pollsters. I know that I have to do a special effort. I have to ask a number of unique questions to get them to participate. I have to tell them in the opening, I actually have to inform them that national leaders will read the results of your information. You're going to have influence for the first time. That gets them to participate. If they know their voice is being heard, they'll do it. And most pollsters don't do that. It requires a special effort, additional verbiage, and the surveys are a little bit longer. That's the only way to get Trump people to participate.
That's Frank Luntz, pollster, on with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel earlier today. Stick around. Coming up, Chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, will give us an update on where we are in Nevada, waiting for those votes to come in tomorrow morning. We'll see what he knows coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 5:31 right now. There is a new crash we haven't talked about yet. Northbound 95, that's the on-ramp to Summerlin Parkway. An incident there. Also look for some slow flows as you work your way into the spaghetti wall. 95 east at Rancho, 95 westbound at Decatur. Some congestion in the resort corridor, north 15 at Hacienda, 15 south at Spring Mountain. Also, there's lane restrictions on Paradise, really slowing things down there, especially during the rush hour at Russell as you try to work your way through the airport tunnel there. A couple of lanes have been closed down for a couple of days. Also, do look for some delays because of the road work on the 15 between Cheyenne and Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders are back practicing today as they get ready for their matchup against the Chargers coming up on Sunday. One thing that is not clear at this point is whether or not right tackle Trent Brown is going to be able to play. He was released from the hospital after the really scary incident prior to the game this past week where he was getting a pregame IV and an air bubble was put into his bloodstream, which resulted in him going to the hospital. Reportedly, the NFL is investigating this situation. Second major incident kind of like this earlier this year, Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor got his lung punctured when he was receiving a pregame shot. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Professional painters know waiting between coats for trim, doors, and cabinets to dry is time out of your day and money out of your pocket. Behr Premium Cabinet and Trim Enamel from the Home Depot lets you finish faster. With excellent flow and leveling, it dries to the touch in 1 hour. And less dry time means less downtime. Behr Premium Cabinet and Trim Enamel, just $39.98 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available in-store and online.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed, you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add 2 new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just watching on Fox News Channel. We had him on in the studio, and Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, was on with Tucker Carlson. Joining us is a guy that's been here every step of the way for us during this presidential run and this election. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, how you doing? How you holding up?
Good morning.
Or good afternoon.
Yeah, it's something right now, I can tell you that. I haven't slept all night. But no, it's look, we're engaged. If you saw Adam, I think you see that we have not even halted a little bit. We're fighting right back. And we're bringing out what we feel has been a key issue that has taken place this election, and we don't tend to go quietly into the night.
Let me ask you, tomorrow the election board says they're going to release more ballots tomorrow morning sometime, don't know when. Do we know how many ballots are still hanging fire right now?
No, and that's, you know, look, they were supposed to release, the Secretary of State said they were releasing today, and they said, we're going to release them today, and then Clark was going to release them. They didn't release them. Then they said they're going to release them. And then Washington was supposed to release them. And they're not going to release them. So there's some type of weird coordinated effort that's taking place right now. Makes no sense in what they're doing. I think it's. Yeah, look, I was born and raised in this state. I never thought it would be this type of reaction. But this has really become. It's been disgusting the way this is going on. It's either people are totally inept at their jobs, or they're covering something up. I'm just very afraid for all Nevadans that are taking place, because so much is still at stake here. And look, we're not going to go quietly into the night. You can guarantee that. So we intend to move forward and exercise every option that we have.
There are reports. In fact, your office released a statement saying the Nevada Republican Party has received thousands of complaints regarding issues that arose with the general election in Nevada. I've seen one that the culinary workers have been mailed ballots even though they moved out of state. What kind of complaints are you getting in your office right now?
It's been nonstop, and it's actually been something that started real early this morning. You know, we were working with back east at 4 o'clock this morning about what was taking place, but to see and hear what people are calling in, what happened last night, and then to hear the phone calls and everything was nonstop today. So, you know, these are issues where there's valid and legitimate. You saw it, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt on the TV when he was pointing it out. There are legitimate complaints. We're tracking everyone of them down. There's a huge army of volunteers that are helping right now. And Joe Glory should be ashamed of himself to let this happen on his watch. And, you know, something this nefarious when you change the law 90 days before the election, anybody would be a fool to think there wasn't going to be problems. I mean, you know, to do this. And I think the legislators have to own it. You know, they did this. Again, I'll declare they're friends of mine. I'm very disappointed in what they did. And I think it's going to come back to bite them in the end.
Let me just ask you, in all of this this sea of negativity, there are some bright spots in the legislature, in the assembly, the state senate. You've gotten some people elected who are very, very good people.
I'm very proud of that. I think if you look at the effort that we've put in here, we've built, thanks to the president and the RNC and every opportunity, we have some great individuals that have helped us shuffle this in, our leadership team inside the office, the staff that works there, second to none. We have built probably one of the strongest parties in the nation, and I think it reflects that. We've been honored by that, by the RNC, and I think now if you look at where Nevada sits, it after last night's victory, several of them, in the wake of this abomination of an election, if you will, it showed that they really shined through. I think it would have been even brighter if it was done the right way. If they wasn't trying to play this game of let's hide the ballots and let's dump the ballots, this is the problem. You can't have an election, Kevin. It's very common sense. You can't have an election under the color of night and expect it for people not to have questions. I mean, it's all trust but verify. I mean, this is ridiculous. Common sense people are tired of it. And we've been hoodwinked, we've been lied to. When we can't observe the ballots that are being put through, I don't know anybody who would believe in the system.
Now, is that a COVID-19 situation, or is that just a situation where one party decided they want to do everything under cover of darkness?
Well, they decided they want to use it. Look, we knew right away, and we called it out right away. They said, we're doing this for the COVID-19, and they did their whole little circus. But what's funny about it is they wait till the middle of the night to pass the law. And they didn't want any effort whatsoever, didn't want any comments from the Republicans on the Assembly or Senate side. Didn't want any respect given to the Secretary of State, who's Republican. They ran this thing through and didn't care. So when they changed the law to take it from a felony into a misdemeanor, you don't do these actions without some type of malice aforethought. And they had malice aforethought. And that's exactly what showed it. I mean, why would you take the law that holds people responsible if you mess with someone's ballot? And why wouldn't it be a felony if you're signing someone else's, if you're ballot harvesting? Why wouldn't it be a felony? Take that out because you have malice aforethought.
Let me just ask you, Michael, if I could make you czar of elections for the state of Nevada, how would you fix this?
Look, the system wasn't broken. People wanted to vote. Clearly this whole COVID-19 thing backfired on them. If you look at the lines, early voting, if you look at the lines, voting the day of, it was just overwhelmingly, everybody did what they normally do. If you want an absentee ballot, all you had to do is call the clerk and say, I want an absentee ballot because I'm afraid of COVID or I don't feel well, and they would have given it to you. But the way they did it is they set it up as a part of a game, and it was a great coordinated effort. It was a coordinated effort. So I would take it back to the original system. If you want a ballot, all you got to do is call. We mail you a ballot. We don't just mass mail everybody because that allows ballot harvesting. That allows, if you throw everything at it rather than specifically delivering to a person, there's going to be problems. And this is exactly what we're seeing.
Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. Let me just ask you, do you still have any court action at the state level that's still pending? I know there was talk of going to the state Supreme Court, and the president says he's going to the U.S. Supreme Court. What kind of relief are you seeking, or what kind of relief would the president be seeking?
Well, I'll leave that to the attorneys, but I think it's all about common sense. It's about the voters. When you start to look at people, we got ran over on this. When we have ballots that are being mailed to vacant lots, and the address says resident, it doesn't say Kevin Wall or Michael McDonald, it says resident, and it's mailed to the intersection, things like that are just common sense. I mean, this is actually an insult to the people of Nevada, and people have to be held harmless or held responsible for this because of the harm they've done to us. I apologize for my stagging, Kevin. I haven't been to bed in almost 40 hours, so 24 hours.
Hey, do me a favor. Keep fighting the good fight and then get yourself some sleep, would you, my friend?
All right, my brother. I really appreciate it. God bless you. God bless your listeners, man. I really appreciate all you've done for us.
We'll talk soon. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, clearly sleep deprived and you know, he's fighting right to the end, and you gotta hand it to the folks in charge. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, and I just love our new address, AM 670 KMZQ, Kevin Wall with you. This hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. The president was in the middle of the night conducting a news conference last night, early this morning. And I thought it was classic Trump as he expressed frustration on election night and everything that went into a very frustrating night and a frustrating election day for the Trump campaign. This was the president early this morning.
So we won by 107,000 votes with 81% of the vote. That's Michigan. So when you take those three states in particular, and you take all of the others, I mean, we have so many. We had such a big night. You just take a look at all of these states that we've won tonight, and then you take a look at the kind of margins that we've won them by, and all of a sudden, it's not like we're up 12 votes and we have 60% left. We won states, and all of a sudden, I said, what happened to the election? It's off. And we have all these announcers saying, what happened? And then they said, oh, because you know what happened? They knew they couldn't win. So they said, let's go to court. And did I predict this, Newt? Did I say this? I've been saying this from the day I heard they were going to send out tens of millions of ballots. I said exactly, because either they were going to win, or if they didn't win, they'll take us to court. So Florida was a tremendous victory. 377,000. Texas, as we said. Ohio. Think of this. Ohio, a tremendous state, a big state. I love Ohio. We won by 8.1%, 461,000. Think of it. Almost 500,000 votes. North Carolina, big victory with North Carolina. And so we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
The Trump campaign is still sounding optimistic, even though their path to 270 electoral votes is narrowing and really is really at a point where they have to run the table. And by this time tomorrow, we may know. And by the way, it might be Nevada that pushes Joe Biden over the top and gets him to 270. It could well be. We'll talk about it tomorrow, I'm sure. Stick around as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've said all along on this program that it might come down to Nevada. And the fact is, it looks like it may, and it may be as early as tomorrow. If those votes come out that are going to be dumped tomorrow morning, and they are for Biden, and they're not for Donald J. Trump, and Biden wins, it means it's over. It means that Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States. But I will simply tell you, the folks at the White House and the folks at the RNC that we've talked to just today, they're going to go down fighting. And if it's a matter of going to the U.S. Supreme Court, then it's going to the U.S. Supreme Court. I fully expect that they will continue to fight this thing. I don't think they will be throwing in the towel. Eventually you get to a point where you say, you know, diminished return. Even if you win, you still lose in the Electoral College. And that, to me, is a symbolic victory, but not much more than that. Anyway, tomorrow on the show, we're going to know, we think, what's happening with Nevada. And it may well be that Donald Trump's going to run the table. They really believe that they're going to run the table, and I have no reason to doubt them. That's going to do it for today. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your day. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to.